to my computer. Okay. All right, Christian. So just so you know, I hit the record button. So whenever you're ready, this is all we got today.
Okay, so let's call this meeting to order. It is 1749. Not bad considering I'm like 6 hours late for my day. So we'll call to order. Christian, here. Larry.
Here.
John.
John
absent.
Is- Mm-hmm.
Wilma.
Here.
Ricky.
He's absent as well.
Okay. So, but we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Do you guys have a flag in there? Yikes.
Are you seeing it?
Yes, it's lovely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is that it?
Yep, we're good.
Cool. Okay. There we go. Give me 1 second. I need to enlarge my, there we go. I couldn't read it even with my glasses on. Okay, so we need an approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Wilma. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Larry. All in favor by roll call. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay. So we now have our consent agenda. Sorry, I got lost for a minute. Do I have, I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Thank you, Wilma. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay, so public comment. Do we have any public?
It appears not, but this would be a time if any of our employees wanted to say something.
Jared, what do you know?
It's like, don't put me on the spot.
Okay, so we have no public. So we'll go to reports. Board members, Larry or Wilma, do you have a report of any kind?
No.
Okay, I got nothing. Okay, so we're actually ahead of schedule. Oh, no, we're not. I thought we were ahead for Candace. Sherry, are you ready to go?
I am, and I sent you written report this afternoon.
Yep.
You know, there are a lot of balls in the air right now between trying to buy two properties, figuring out reopening. The state has come up with all these crazy reports. I'm working with our school pathways to come up with a way the site-based teachers can do what they're going to be required to do, which they have no idea yet how much extra tracking they have to do with this new distance learning business. But, you know, all irons are in the fire and moving along.
Okay.
I wanted to mention, Candace let me know that there is no finance report during this month. What they're doing, what they're doing right now is getting ready for the auditors. We're scheduled August 5th, the auditor's coming to Susanville. So she said we never have one in July, which I had forgotten. I asked her if she's able to still join us tonight and just give us an update. you know, part of the update is they didn't end up cutting. They have ended up giving us a little extra money.
Wow.
I was hoping she could, next month, I'll bring you an updated budget with all the changes to the revenue and what we need to spend on. But yeah, changing every day.
Definitely the term roll with it is getting abused this year.
Yep.
Okay. So is Candace going to join us in at 6?
You know, I'm not 100% sure.
All right. So do you want to go forward to the information item?
Yeah, let's just keep going. And if she pops in, maybe we can let her share. I'd asked her if she had the time and she could give us a little update on the, you know, the funds and the sources. That'd be cool. If not, you know, we'll have something more thorough next month.
Okay.
But reopening guidance comes fast and furious. CDC publishes things. California Department of Public Health publishes things. California Department of Education publishes things. It's a pretty fast-moving issue. I'm reading something new every day on what we're supposed to do, or then clarification on what they announced, and now they got bombarded with questions or people pretty upset. So the most recent is just this last Friday. You know, you might have heard the governor speak about, from now on, kids must wear masks. Schools that are on the monitoring list for the counties may not open. They have to do distance learning. And then Tuesday, they came out with, you can apply for a waiver if you're one of the elementary schools in that county. So at first it was a hard no, and now they've put together a waiver process. So counties on that monitoring list have a chance, because they're saying, you know, the littler kids don't get as sick, right? Or have the same set of symptoms or severity. Of course, I wonder about the teachers that are teaching with them, but that was the latest on that. And then they said, if you are a school who can open, because your county is not on the list, you know, here's some very specific things that you're going to be required to do. And the mask wearing, all the hand sanitation, the sanitizing of the buildings with lots of specificity was provided to us. And the idea that we need to physically distance. And it said, to the extent practicable. Thanks.
So what's that going to look like in Doyle?
Mm-hmm. So, Misty, you want to give a quick on what our schedule, what things would look like here?
So right now we're planning.
Is she talking loud enough for you?
No.
Didn't think so. Don't get droplets on us, but talk louder.
So right now, Christian, we've opened up at least 5 additional rooms, so we can hopefully split by grade. So the first and second combo, half of them will be in the room with the teacher and half of them will be in a separate room with the aide, and then they're alternating days that they'll share with the teacher, and the aide will continue to support what the teacher's doing in the classroom with the students on the days, or do additional distance learning activities with the students. And then the high school, we're planning, Whitney and I kind of looked at numbers and sped kid placement and that type of thing. And we kind of looked at it being a 9th and 11th would come one day, and 10th and 12th will come 2 days, and then 10th and 12th will have the option to come 2 days, those that want to be on site. So that puts it at about 11 or 12 in the room at a time there too.
With your lower grades, when you have 2 classrooms, one has a teacher, one has the aide, are we going to be streaming what the teacher's doing into the room with the aide? No?
That wasn't the plan, per se. We were planning that the teacher will be giving direct instruction, and then the aide will supplement that and then do other distance learning activities that they plan together. Fridays there will be planning time for the teacher and aide together the plan for the week ahead.
Okay.
The students won't be on campus on Fridays. They'll do distance learning on Fridays.
So, Christian, for the kids, it's probably not that much different because being all these classes are combo classes anyway. Mm-hmm. You would ordinarily have the teachers doing direct instruction with the first graders and the aides working with the second grade group and then vice versa. So it's going to be the same net sort of effect.
Gotcha. Of that.
So streaming it doesn't help because it's the different grade.
Right.
So we're going to do our best to split them by actual classes, which should, in the long run, maybe even make it a little easier for some of the teachers.
Actually, there's only one group that's kind of not working out with, and that's just because we pulled up the four fourth graders into Ms. Vega's room, but we did that strategically too, so that hopefully splitting that won't be a big issue.
Right. So we expect all the students here at Doyle to be on campus 4 days a week. We're going to leave the fifth day as a distance learning day. They'll start the day with some virtual learning time, you know, on screen with their teacher. And then that'll be the time that that para, that aide, and the teacher can regroup, share anything they need to, and plan for the following week.
That's awesome. Very good. And then what about on Fridays with the telecommuting? Did we figure out something with the internet for our Doyle kids?
Well, you know what? Jared's on the line now. Let's let Jared tell you about that.
Ha ha.
So I actually just...
Kids and dogs, right?
The timing was perfect.
Yep.
So I just talked to Verizon today, and LA Unified School District made an agreement with them that they made Verizon push out to the entire state. And what it is it's $57 a device for hotspots. And then a ridiculous price for unlimited data, $10 a month.
Oh, wow.
And then we're also part of the, is it called CTF fund?
Yep.
A telecommunication fund, and it cuts that in half for as long as it lasts. So we'll be paying $5 a month per device.
Awesome.
So we just started that process today. And we jumped right on it.
How many hotspots are we going to be ordering?
So we're going to be ordering 120 between all three sites.
And that was each leader put in what they estimated. Now we still have those iPhones that can be pushed out if we need more, but they are, you know, they're $37.50 a month, Jared. Is that the unlimited data price? Yep. Which we currently will get the half off deal, but the management part of it is actually simpler with the device, with the ones that Jared's talking about from Los Angeles Unified compared to using the iPhone. So
okay,
we'll see how they work and
awesome
what that looks like. So yay.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
You bet. So I think that, you know, I think what the group has come up with is plausible and usable. And we're saying, let's just start with the first semester, see where we land, see what the advice is, as long as we can stick with this. The good thing is, if you open and then your county gets put on the monitoring list, you don't have to stop.
Oh, good.
Which is fantastic. And I'm like, hurry up, let's get started. you may have to do some additional things, but you can keep going. You don't have to just go completely to distance learning. So I think that's pretty cool.
That is good. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move on to some action items. You ready, Sherry?
I am.
Okay. So item A, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the plan for reopening. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Wilma. Do I have a second?
Larry already spoke up.
Okay. So all in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay. On to item B. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the updated org chart.
And so you saw that in order to make any kind of hybrid plan work, you need those aides to all be full-time. We had not renewed one aide because of our numbers, which honestly, our numbers have skyrocketed. Last October, Long Valley School had 230-something students. Today, if we don't enroll another single student, we're at 290.
Wow.
We are completely maximized here. So what that does is put Thompson Peak has remained pretty constant. They're at about the same number they were last year. But what we need at Doyle are full-time aides to make that little scenario work. And then we need an extra teacher. And I shouldn't call her an extra teacher. We need somebody, there's enough parents who have approached us that they want to do independent study that have always been in the classroom. So we needed somebody to do the elementary independent study because the high school independent study here, the blended model, they are full, way full. And that's with Sarah having some students, the new teacher here having, you know, a full roster of kiddos. So we needed somebody else that could do that and somebody that could substitute and help us. Because when a teacher gets sick here and can't be here, it's going to be really hard to find a substitute. As you well know, most of our substitutes end up being retired folk who aren't going to be anxious to come and work at the school right now. So when you're looking at that updated org chart, I think I pointed out to you on any of the pages that we have an additional teacher at Doyle, moving everybody to full time for the paras or aides. We needed more time for the janitorial and the gal who helps us, you know, monitor lunch. She's janitorial lunch kind of duty stuff. So just more hands on deck.
No, that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, do we have a motion?
I have a motion.
Was that Larry?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have a second? I'll second. So by roll, all in favor of the approval of the updated organizational chart, Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay, on to item C. Discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of the curricular materials list. Anybody have any questions? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve it. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Larry. All in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay, item D, discussion and possible action regarding the Paycheck Protection Program resolution.
I want to mention that we applied to U.S. Bank, who is our sort of main operating bank. We applied to a loan company called Lendio, and then we just applied to Umpqua Bank, which is where we moved a nice chunk of money. And Lendio and Umpqua seem like they're making progress on our application. And what they all said, you had already approved our applying for that, but they wanted an official resolution. So that's what this is doing, saying yes, we're officially applying.
I make a motion.
Christian, you're on mute.
Sorry. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Emma. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay. Item E, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of a new fire alarm system in Doyle.
Oh no, we lost her.
She's not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's a major man.
Give her a moment to rejoin.
So I have a quick question, Robert. You know how this was talking about how we have to do the attendance thing report? So on Fridays when the kids just basically call in, do we take attendance?
You betcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as long as they call in, they're considered.
No, there's actually a different way also. So what the law says is you have to indicate if they're here at class.
Right.
In person. Mm-hmm. And if they're working distance or virtually, mm-hmm. they can either be present because they were synchronous with you, which is when they actually are in the same room doing the Zoom thing, or asynchronous, meaning that they didn't come to your room, but you go into Google Classroom or whatever you've assigned them and you see they got their work done, you get to count them as present.
Okay. I wondered how that.
Yeah, no, it's a little complex, but that's what they're requiring. And they're saying on those distance days, as long as the teacher certifies that they're assigning an equivalent day's work, mm-hmm. that's going to be allowed to count as a full day. Yeah. But the record keeping is pretty complicated.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that all of this is.
The teachers have gotten, you know, before their lunch count sheet would come around, they just mark who was there, what lunch they're having, whatever, and they turn it into Miss Leah, and she took care of all the back end for it. But now they actually have to certify the equivalency. They have to track that assignments are getting done. They have to indicate whether the kid participated synchronously or asynchronously. It's actually stupid complicated.
So the synchronously days will not be difficult.
They're not going to be difficult.
Yeah, it's just the asynchronous.
Takes extra work. Takes extra work to go and do it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you're visually right there, you're watching what they're doing, they're turning it in, or whether they're not turning it in, but you're seeing it.
Right. Right. You're muted. Okay, hi. You're back.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
You got to pay for your minutes, Christian.
Yeah, Andrew uses them all. That's why I'm low.
That's right. I got it.
Okay, give me just another second and I'll be back. Then operational. So,
I can just tell you quickly on this fire alarm system. It is an old system. We've known that it needs to be updated. We tried to get Fort Sage to do it. They had no money to do it. We thought it would be part of the project. But now we're still 3 months away from having money from USDA. I think we got to just take care of it and get it right.
Now, is that something that we can, like, I don't know if it's the right term, pay ourselves back once we do get the USDA money?
So what we can do is show it as part of like our down payment.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I will definitely make a motion to approve a new fire alarm system for Doyle.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Wilma. So all in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay, item F, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of COVID-19 emergency action authorization resolution. Yeah. 2020-21-02. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Larry. I'll second. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay, item G. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the updated illness and injury policy. Any questions? Okay. Thank you, Larry. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Wilma. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. Okay, item H. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the updated telework policy. Questions? Okay. Did somebody say something?
Larry motioned.
Okay, I'll make the second. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Larry?
Aye.
John is absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky is absent. So, future items, we have the employee and student handbooks and the hearing for learning, continuing, and attendance plan. And we get to call it a night already? Did I miss something, Sherry?
Did you hear what Larry said?
No.
He said three board members is all you need.
Let's go. Okay, so if nobody has anything else, we'll go ahead and adjourn tonight's meeting at 18:17. Our next meeting will be Thursday, August the 13th, 5:45.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Everybody.